I am too weak to be a deacon. In fact, I am way too weak to be a priest. These were the words that I shared with a priest during confession a couple of weeks into my new life as a brand new baby deacon. And the priest's response to this word of defeat, this word of weakness, was so frustrating. He said this, "Good. This is good news." I sat there and I was like, are you kidding me? How on earth is being weak good news? Now, I'm not sure about you, but I want to be a really strong deacon. I want to be a really strong priest. And maybe you're sitting there in your pews thinking, I want to be a strong husband. I want to be a strong wife. I want to be a strong father, a strong mother, a strong grandfather, a strong grandmother, a strong brother or sister. We don't like weakness because weakness implies failure. And the last thing any of us ever want to do ever is fail. We are terrified of failure. The only problem is that the gospel of Jesus Christ seems to hold weakness up as this incredible gift. Just listen to those sobering words that the Lord had for the 72 disciples that he sent out to proclaim the kingdom of God. He says, "Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves." Now, last time I checked, lambs are like the definition of weakness, especially when they're up against wolves. They don't stand a chance against wolves. Wolves have teeth. They have claws. They are well organized. They are tactical in their attack. Lambs, on the other hand, are kind of oblivious to danger all the time. They are easily separated from the flock, and they wander off, and they get themselves lost. And plus, they're so cute and fluffy and soft, they're easy targets for those ravenous wolves. They're doomed to fail, it seems. Evidently not. Jesus has a quite different idea of what success looks like. And I think that is the genius of the gospel. The goal of spreading the kingdom of God is not to beat the wolves at their own game. The goal is not to overcome, overpower, or conquer, or crush the enemy by sheer force. No, Jesus is commanding us to go out and love the wolves. He doesn't say, go out and eat the wolves before they eat you. He says, just the opposite. Go. Be weak for the life of the world. Go and be defenseless like little lambs among wolves. And when you're there amidst them, love them. Do we not realize that we as Christians are called to join with Jesus' cry from the cross, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." We are like those 72 disciples, willing to be sent out among wolves, willing to become defenseless, without money bag, without sandals, without any hope, it seems, willing to lose everything, and yet trusting that our ultimate victory is secure. It is well-founded, no matter what happens to us. Or as Jesus himself puts it at the very end of our gospel this morning, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Think about this. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He was sent into this world by his heavenly Father to love the wolves that were there ready to pounce and attack on him. And boy, did they. We just have to look at a cross And we can see what happened when the Lamb of God was sent out among wolves. He was sent into this world not to eat the wolves, but to be weak among them, to be pinned helplessly to a cross, and to bleed for the sake of sinners, for the very sake of ravenous wolves. It was in this very strange and yet beautiful way that Christ's power was made perfect. He submitted to the weakness of dying, even dying on a cross. With all of this in mind, St. Paul's words to us from our second reading today might begin to become a little bit clearer. They might make a little bit more sense because they seem just out of this world. He says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." We can boast in the cross's weakness because it was there on that piece of wood that our Lord and God and Savior became futile for us. He became weak for us. I think as human beings, it's really easy for us to get discouraged by our weakness and by our failure. It's so easy to feel the full weight of this Christian life. Our world, I don't know if you've noticed, is really hostile to holiness. Our culture seems allergic to the very idea of God. It seems downright impossible to stay hopeful in the face of so many wolves. And I think when we feel the full brunt of this reality, the temptation that comes to the fore is this. We begin to use our weaknesses as an excuse to give up. I'm not good enough. I'll never be able to do blank. I'm not religious enough to do all of that. I'll never be able to do that. And so we throw in the towel and we decide it's not worth it, that this life might not be for us. You might find yourself in confession saying, "I'm weak." And if the priest is any good, hopefully he'll say, "Good." But if you find yourself in this place of like, "Man, I am so weak. I'm so discouraged. I actually reached out to my Twitter followers for some quotes about weakness. And they gave me this great quote that I wanted to share with you this morning. It's by St. Jose Maria Escrivá. And he says this: "You realize that you are weak, and so indeed you are. But in spite of that, rather because of that, God has called you. He always chooses inadequate instruments so that the work may be seen to be his. From you, he asks only docility." This quote, I think, kind of echoes what we heard at the very end of our first reading today, that the power of the Lord will be seen by his servants. That when we become weak and we admit that we are weak, that God's power is more visible. Otherwise, why would we need God? God's mercy is so unbelievable, guys. He doesn't call us in spite of our weaknesses. He calls us somehow in the great mystery of salvation because of them. We need only to be open to his grace. What better way to prove that we can do nothing apart from God? What do we have left to prove? Why are we still terrified of failure? God raises us up from the pit of our weaknesses and our failures, and he says, "I am stronger. I can bring good out of everything, every single failure." Saint Faustina put it very beautifully: "Lord, you know that I am weakness itself. Nevertheless, with you, I can do all things. Oh, my Jesus," she says, "I beseech you, be with me at each instant." Those are the words of a saint who really knows that she's weak, who really knows that apart from God, she is absolutely nothing. And that is not cause for discouragement. That is her greatest hope. That's something to boast in. That's a cross to boast in, because she bears the marks of the Lord. So yeah, if you feel weak today, if you feel frustrated with your failure, with your inability to be perfect, good. This is good news. It's a sign that you are in the fight for holiness. And I encourage you to keep on struggling. The Christian life is not a question of how long it takes you until you are big and strong and independent. It is a question, rather, a crucifying and painful question at times. How will you walk in weakness? How will you walk in weakness? Our Lord, I think, shows us perfectly in the Eucharist. He gives himself to us under the appearance of bread. Talk about weakness. But it is in that weakness that we are made strong.